You're listening to The Martial Brain, the podcast that explores the intersection between the martial arts, science, critical thinking, skepticism, and that wacky organ that floats inside our skull in a pool of cerebrospinal fluid, making life unpredictably inspiring, infuriating, and sometimes just batshit crazy. I'm Jeff Westfall for The Martial Brain. Stupid Chi Tricks Revealed. Today's episode marks the beginning of another series within the podcast. This series will cover my understanding of how a number of different martial arts tricks are performed in demonstrations. For thousands of years, clever humans have developed and used tricks to fool less clever humans into believing in magic. Creating this belief allowed these clever humans to gain power, influence, and wealth. Early examples of this include ancient temples in which the priests and priestesses used ingenious engineering, employing hidden passages, pulleys and counterweights, hydraulic power and pneumatic power, to create a wide variety of effects to bamboozle the gullible masses. Statues would speak, shout, sing, even move. Fires would ignite or extinguish, seemingly by themselves, or burn without any apparent fuel. Offerings would disappear down trapdoors from altars. Musical instruments like trumpets, drums, and lyres would seemingly play themselves. All of this was cued and accompanied by solemn prayers, entreaties, and intonations from the holy men and women. In the modern parlance of stage magicians and con artists, this use of carefully rehearsed speech to create the mood, direct the attention, and enhance the emotional response of the audience to the tricks is called patter, or the spiel. The patter and tricks work together synergistically to create a more profound effect than either one would alone. The better the effect, the more the audience will be willing to cough up in the form of offerings, or in the price of a ticket. In modern times, stage-performing psychics and faith healers make use of similar tricks to fool people into believing that they have magical powers, and to cough up the price of admission. The martial arts, unfortunately, has a rich history of the same type of trickery. In most cases, the magic that they want you to believe in is called chi, or ki, and what they usually want from you is for you to become a paying member of their martial arts academy, or group. Now, it's important to point out that not all people who claim to use chi are cynical con artists. Many indeed think that they do wield some sort of internal energy, and don't understand the real mechanism behind the feats they perform. In my career as a martial artist, I've seen many of these tricks. Some of them I've even been taught how to do. You've probably seen many of these tricks before yourself. The one I will describe today is called the Unliftable Man. In this trick, the martial artist stands before the audience, flanked by two volunteers, preferably two burly, obviously strong men. First, the two men show that the martial artist, under normal conditions, is quite liftable for them. They do this by each placing their hands under an armpit and then lifting. The martial artist is then lifted quite easily. He then launches into his patter, announcing that he is going to make himself unliftable through the manipulation of that mysterious magical life force called chi. Sure enough, the next time the two volunteers grunt and strain, but are unable to lift the martial arts master. Amazing, right? Wrong. This trick is easy to explain without resorting to magic. On the first or successful lifting attempt, the martial artist makes sure to do two things. First, he stands with his knees straight to elevate his center of gravity. He may even lift his heels a bit off the ground to elevate it more. This makes it easier for the two volunteers to drop their centers of gravity under his, a very important factor when lifting heavy objects. If the martial artist performing the demonstration has a substantial belly, as is the case disturbingly often, he will certainly qualify as a heavy object. Second, and more importantly, he contracts his pecs and lats, that is, his pectoral and latissimus muscles, hard, pulling his shoulders down away from his ears. This makes his armpits very secure handles for lifting. On the second attempt, the one where he is allegedly manipulating chi, he does the opposite in both cases. He bends his knees to lower his center of gravity, and again, more importantly, he relaxes his pecs and lats. This means that as the volunteers begin to attempt the lift, their lifting action forces his shoulders up close to his ears. This means that his armpits no longer function as horizontal handles. What the two men are attempting to exert as upward pressure now translates to mostly inward pressure, meaning that they are each pushing one shoulder into the martial artist's neck, almost directly in opposition to the volunteer pushing on the other side. This means that for each of the two volunteers, the vast majority of his pushing pressure is canceled out by the pushing pressure of the other volunteer. This leaves very little strength for the actual task of lifting the martial artist, who is now sagging between them like a half-filled waterbed mattress. Now, for the two volunteers, trying to lift the martial artist in this situation is like standing on either side of a vertically positioned heavy log, then placing their hands against the sides of the log and pushing inwards, in direct opposition to each other's push, and then, without changing their hand position, trying to lift the log. While it's going too far to say that it would be impossible to lift anyone under these circumstances, for most folks, for most practical purposes, it will be. Whether the lift is impossible or not, however, is irrelevant. The point is that the martial artist is not using some sort of magical power to make himself more difficult to lift, but simple physics and biomechanics, combined with the basic level of ignorance of most people in these areas. As I said before, the martial artist may or may not be in on the joke. He may indeed believe that he is wielding some sort of magical force. That may take him off the hook for being dishonest, but it leaves him on the hook for being credulous and inskeptical. But a great many martial artists who are doing this are nothing more than con artists. Such cynical use of trickery to convince people of the existence of magical powers is loathsome and despicable. Anyway, that's what I think. But I could be wrong. Let me know what you think at my website, rpmartialarts.com. I'm Jeff Westfall for The Martial Brain. The Martial Brain is produced by Raging Squirrel Productions in association with the Rising Phoenix Martial Arts Academy. If you like the podcast and would like to help it grow, go to iTunes or Stitcher and give it an honest rating and review. Contact me with questions about the Martial Brain or the Rising Phoenix Academy at our website, rpmartialarts.com.